The Yellow Barn Music Festival in Putney is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Back in 1969, local resident David Wells was teaching in New York, and he invited a group of students up to his place in Vermont to enjoy the summer, eat some good food, and explore classical chamber music. Wells died in 2012, but musicians from around the world still trek to Putney every summer to play music at Yellow Barn. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
This story begins inside of a Yellow Barn in Putney.
All right, here we are. Brace yourself. It's like a time capsule in here. Little screen door. And here we are. It smells the same, looks the same. It's truly remarkable.
Catherine Steffen first came up to play music inside this barn, next door to the home of David Wells, when she was a 20-year-old cellist. That was 25 years ago, and she's now the executive director of Yellow Barn. When Wells first invited some of his students up for the summer, he was a professor at the Manhattan School of Music, and Putney embraced the idea of having young musicians from around the world in their small town. Neighbors cooked potluck meals, they put up some of the students, and throughout the summer, they would gather inside the Yellow Barn for a night of chamber music. Steffen says David and his wife Janet provided young musicians like her a place to grow as artists.
This is home, and that's what's always been remarkable about Yellow Barn. None of it would be what it is without the love that David and Janet brought to Yellow Barn and brought into this room. They brought out the best in every single one of us.
Wells invited students up every summer, and the festival grew in both size and prominence. Eventually, invitations went out to young musicians who weren't only working with Wells. And in 2002, a new barn was built just up the road. The new barn was designed specifically for chamber music, and there's still a rafter, just like in the old barn, where people can look over the crowd and musicians. That's where an ensemble was practicing on a recent afternoon for a special program commemorating the 50th anniversary.
If it's on my right, then I might need
could
it.
Could you just
like
play it on your G string?
In the summer of 1969, the students at Yellow Barn gathered to watch the moon landing, and Yellow Barn this summer put together a night of classical and contemporary songs about the moon. The musicians here are practicing a piece by Schoenberg from the early 20th century, Pierrot in the Moonlight. Auditions this year were held at 50 sites around the world, and more than 500 people competed for about 40 slots in the summer program. Seth Knopp is artistic director, and he says even though Yellow Barn has grown, that original idea of having musicians come up to Vermont to learn and to share their love of music still drives the audition process.
David wanted to work with his students and have them improve over the summer. And that's the thing that I wanted to protect more than anything else. It's not so much a matter of, you know, showing their wares or their terrific playing. You know, everyone here, I feel, has the means to grow. They have the means to do meaningful searching in music.
Since Knopp took over as artistic director, the festival has experimented with more contemporary pieces, mixing them in with compositions from Mozart, Schumann, and this piece by Beethoven with Anthony Marwood on violin. Marwood is from the UK, and he's been coming to Yellow Barn since 2000. He performs all around the world, and last year was recognized by Queen Elizabeth II for his work. Marwood says he makes time in his schedule every year to spend a few weeks in Putney.
The world is a very strange and peculiar place at the moment, I feel. And there's a lot of focus on what is troubling, and I feel personally there is a lot to be troubled by. So it's very important in one's life to actually go the other way and to be engaged with something that really feels enormously positive. I mean, to put it bluntly, working with these young players gives one really great hope for the future, and that's a very valuable resource for us all right now.
There are Yellow Barn concerts and events in Putney into the first week of August, including a special 50th anniversary gala celebration back at the old Yellow Barn near the home of David and Janet Wells on August 3rd. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Putney.